regular meeting for April 13th, 2015, will call to order. Please turn off or silence electronic devices. Ms. Bourgeois, will you send a pledge, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Nissa?
Here.
Attorney Pasta?
Here.
Mayor Newell?
Here. The minutes for the March 9th meeting are in your package, and do I hear any corrections or a motion to accept?
I move.
Move by Ms. Bourgeois. Second, Mr. Andre. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Committee reports, public works, I don't have anything. Planning and zoning, consider variance, Kurt Mancuso, 755 Menzul, non-compliance, section 1931.1, side setback from 10 feet, from 10 feet to 7 feet to build a patio. And there's a sketch of that, I think you probably saw it last week, and it was approved by the planning commission. So with that, I'll just turn over your consideration. Move, Mr. Richard.
Second.
Second, Mr. Niesler. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Consider variance request, Arthur and Whitney Soma, 2610 Orleans Quarters Drive, non-compliance, section 19.6, servitude encroachment to build a fence. This is a standard, they have their culverts in place as discussed last week, so with that, I'll turn it over to council. Move, Mr. Rhodes. Second by Ms. Bourgeois. Any further discussion from council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Finance committee, I'm not aware of anything. Personnel committee, I'm not aware of anything. Recreation, I'm not aware of anything. Police committee, not out. Government affairs, I'm not aware of anything. Vetoed ordinances, we have none. Hearing and final action on ordinances. Ordinance number one, personnel. To amend and reenact chapter 4, personnel of the code of ordinances of the town of Ruley, Louisiana. For those of you in the audience who were not here last week, this is a culmination of, which started with the rewriting of the employee manual, and they're just making updates and improving our ordinance book to match the employee manual. So with that, I'll open the public hearing. If there's any comments from the public? Any comments from the public? Hearing none, close the public hearing and turn it over to council for consideration.
I move to accept.
Mr. Rhodes, second Mr. Richard. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, I can do voice. Roll call vote, okay.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Introduction of ordinances, I'm not aware of any. Resolutions and commendations, Chief? All right, we got Ned Robertson. He's been here with us 10 years. He's going to retire. Then this week, just want to give a little certificate of appreciation, recognize him for his 10 years of service. Come on, Ned.
The good, the bad, the ugly.
And y'all decide which one it is. And y'all decide which one it is.
Flash into work.
Yep.
Washington.
All right. Good job, Ned.
Thank you, Mr. Bill.
Thank you, Ned.
I'd like to say one thing. The first thing you got to do, you got to be approved by these people. If you don't get approved by them, you don't become a rule out. So I want to thank all of them for approving me 10 years ago. Ms. Joanne and Shane, they've been here for the 10 years. The rest of y'all, but I get five of them. So like I said, first start out is you got to be approved by these people before you can go any further. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Go to your time.
Thank you for everything, Ned.
All right, now one more here. Ms. Gale, she's made 10 years last year, so I want to give her a stick. How long is that, 14, counting part-time?
Yeah.
Been here a long time.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you, Ms. Gale.
You got to let her retire.
No. Appreciate it, Ms. Gale. Thanks for everything.
All right, Jeannie, give you a report too.
Okay, want to start, ma'am?
Yeah.
All right, let's roll on down. Okay, for the month of March, we had 11 wrecks, 7 bench warrant arrests, 3 damage to property, 1 burglary, 3 alarms, assisted other agencies 2 times, 1 juvenile matter, 9 traffic arrests, 10 miscellaneous calls, 1 domestic, 28 vehicles impounded for no insurance. For the month, we had 76 calls, 351 citations issued, and total of 453 violations on those.
Very good.
That's the first time we had 28 calls, huh?
Getting on to that part of your book.
Y'all probably, you know where I'm going.
I know where you're going.
Yeah.
You all know where you're going.
I've seen a spike.
Spike, I guess, in the drink.
We call it the summertime spike.
This, I got to go back in. You keep all yours, I don't keep mine. I get rid of each month. So maybe I'm not going to show it to y'all after a while. I'm going to take that month to find it.
You showed it to me earlier. It's good news.
If y'all can see this graph on our meeting, you can see it. This dark line is the line of what we're supposed to be collecting in the traffic fine. This light line is where we were, and look when our chief took over. Since then, how much has improved? We're going to probably have to do a budget adjustment in the good direction before the end of the year because of all the good work the chief and his crew are doing.
And that really, it speaks volumes on the officers because they still write this many tickets and only have one burglar that whole time. It's really,
it does.
Really working hard.
It does, and we really appreciate it.
Good work.
Oh, correspondence. We have some important correspondence. No, how do you know? You have to know. Now, listen, no, this is serious. This is really serious. As of May the 31st, if you do not mobilize and get on the phone, you are going to lose the tennis channel on Cox because they're in negotiations with the tennis channel. Now, I want to tell you people, you need to talk to all your friends and neighbors because you do not want to lose the tennis channel. That's channel 249. Just okay. But y'all probably already knew that, but y'all watching it tonight, right? Y'all watch the tennis channel, right? So y'all got to go talk to your friends and neighbors. I mean, this is more important than taxes or anything else. Yeah, we'll put a newsletter out for that.
Okay. No reduction.
All right. Mayor's report, construction punch list. Every time it rains, we add another leak in the roof. We have areas that are ponding water. We're still working with them, but I'm going to tell you, man, it's hard to close this thing out. We're still working with them. That's all I can tell you. It ain't done yet. I gave y'all a long list of junk cars a couple, 3 months ago, and the last one was removed this past month. We sent out a bunch of grass letters, and all of the people who got grass letters have cut that grass. So if they don't cut it, in the future, we can go cut it for them. But we have two or three in the town that have sprung up and have never been an issue before, so we contacted them verbally, but I don't expect that to be a big problem.
Hey, the grass, my son just bought a house, he comes in the morning, when he called me, he said, hey man, I got this letter about this grass.
Oh, he did?
I said.
I didn't even know we were saying what that.
I said, you need to go in and cut it, because I said, it's $150 for the first hour, you know, plus the equipment. So he came to my house and got a whole lawnmower running.
He must have got it from DSLD, because we didn't send.
I don't know where he got it from.
Yeah, well, we.
The grass got cut.
Yeah, we sent one to DSLD to, you know, all of that lot, so in case, they do pretty good, but.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
He was like, he was going, saying, man, you're about to go to jail.
Yeah. Good, don't tell him any different. The street overlay pre-construction meeting is tomorrow at 10 o'clock here, and that pretty much signals the beginning, they have a superintendent for the job, so I'm sure that'll be starting. Soon as the rain stops, it'll be going. Last week I mentioned, and I, Bob Benoit was here, but that Parrish did a wonderful job on the Tonton Canal, that drainage off of it through the fields. I went to the Parrish Council meeting Thursday night, and I publicly thanked Pee Wee and the Drainage Department, because they've done an excellent job. For those of you who weren't around, we had a terrible rain several years ago, and had a big old meeting in this cafeteria at the high school, and at that time, I told everybody that I thought we needed to look at it, and we were going to look at it in a systematic way and go step by step to make improvements, and now we've done that. The only thing we're lacking now is a test, and the only way it's going to be tested is if we get 6 inches of rain in less than 2 hours. And, you know, I believe that we'll still have a water rise, but I think that the homes that are being flooded in the past won't be this time.
I tell you, I was back there the other day when it come out here. It's never been a big, you know, one that clean.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Now, they did burn $250,000.
Yeah.
Around, it cleared up.
It looks good.
The stuff that they grub up and.
It really looks good.
They got up on that machine, and lit it up, a tractor on fire.
Yeah.
Joey, remember when you first got on, we created a list.
Yes.
$25,000.
Yeah, yeah.
We knocked them out.
Oh.
Can we work on another list?
I don't know.
They got the drainage, but I thought that's systematic.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we got a lot done quick.
You know, as far as things like that, I don't know where we have. You know, what our street problems, what our flooding problems. The only problem we have is people who don't want neighbors, you know, to come in and get mad at us. Look at that. And I don't know if any problems we got in engineering, you know. I mean, we,
you know. Down, you know, sidewalk, we just.
Yeah.
Come up with a.
Priority.
Wish list.
Okay, we can work on that. The next item I have is, I got a letter from, I got a copy of a letter that Judge Best sent out to all the sheriffs and the chiefs of police and all this stuff, and he had some huge numbers in there about bench warrants and how much are not collected and all other stuff. And the next day after I got that letter, Ellie Abear, who writes Vision West, called me and said, it's time for an article in the paper. And I said, you know, it's so hard for me to think of subjects, you know, I keep, and I said, you know what, I'm gonna show her what we've done in Ruley, because in 2009, we hired AMS to help us collect bench warrants, and now our bench warrants are down to a very manageable, I mean, we don't have a huge backlog. So I had Patricia put together some numbers that you're going to see in the Vision West article, just to see. But when AMS first came on board, we sent them $599,634 worth of bench warrants. $600,000 worth of bench warrants that had not been collected. And some of them were variable. And since we started, we have collected $501,145 through AMS alone.
How many years is that? What did they say?
2009 to the present. Now this year, we operate on calendar years, so 2015 we're only in one third of the year or whatever. And we've collected $23,000 this year, but this is just AMS generated payments. Now we've collected payments, you know, when people get a ticket, they just pay and all that. So that's not the total amount. This is the amount of money we've collected because AMS contacted. And we don't send them to AMS until the bench warrant is like a month old or something like that.
And they just get a small percentage out of it?
They get a small percentage. And we add that to the ticket. So we get the full amount of the ticket and bench warrant. We add it to the end of it. So we don't have the problem that Judge Best was talking about. We had the problem. We don't have it anymore because we have a systematic way to keep our bench warrants down. We've also, which, you know, is part of it, over the years, we have looked at tickets that are uncollectible. Like this, you ain't gonna collect a ticket that was written in 2001. It ain't gonna collect it in 2015. Just not. So Tom, sometimes Carlissa gives Tom a list of them and we just dismiss them. And maybe 20 or 30 or 50 or whatever at a time. We didn't do any this month. I don't remember last month either. So we're pretty much caught up. But I think it's quite impressive that you have a $500,000 collected through contracting with one agency. I think others would do well to do the same thing. Last week, I called the guy who owned that construction trailer in that front yard, and he moved. Or he's going to move it. He did. Yeah, good. Okay. That's all I got. Remarks of personal privilege. Chief?
I'm very, very interested in what Cox has done as far as that tennis trailer. And I just want you to know.
You look like a tennis player.
I will sign up. But it's just going to take me about as long as it takes them to bury that cable back there.
Yeah.
Then I'll sign up.
Yeah, that's a joke.
Ask you, please tell me.
That's a joke. Yeah, he's talking about a cable they had laying on the ground for. How many times have been cut?
It's been cut about 8 or 10 times. It's been about 6 months.
You know why I haven't
heard. And when you call Cox, they put you out on one of the planets out there and you're talking to some alien. Because they don't never show up.
And then they blame somebody for cutting it. Well, who's doing construction and then laying on the ground? What do you expect?
Well,
yes, sir.
Perfect thing, Ned. Appreciate it. Did a good job for us.
Yes.
Don't spend too much time down there fishing.
Yeah.
And Jonathan, where to come out? You know, I was at a wedding reception Friday and talking to Sheriff Edville Parish and go by and visit my new chief over there.
Thursday.
He said, well, we're supposed to be having lunch with him and the mayor. He said, well, I know what they do to write some tickets. So that's one good thing. So the word is out.
That's good.
And two is, you know, by being out there and writing tickets, you know, I'm a firm believer in seeing those blue lights all over town just deters the people that want to do bad. So the other numbers are a result of that.
That's right.
You know, if you're monitoring the traffic, that's the people that's going to pull off and go rob you anyway. That's the traffic.
They know you're out there.
So when they see the lights all over, they know, hey, you guys are out there. You know, moving that little speed thing around.
Yeah.
I've been putting a lot of data on that thing for you, buddy. The blue lights work.
I want to thank Wayne and his crew for cleaning up the flower beds at the little triangle in the Main Street and the River Road. They put fresh mulch and they.
You're supposed to check with me before you order him around. You
know? I didn't ask.
You didn't ask. He just did it out of clear blue sky.
I noticed it was all nice and fresh and spring looking down there.
So he's getting that.
How many of you believe it, right?
I didn't ask anything.
Go ahead. Next. All right. No, I'll pass them on.
Them laser beams hit you, Joe, you got to get out.
Yeah.
Get
hot. Tom Acosta moved to what? Nigeria to get away from? That's what she said earlier today, right?
He went to school in Switzerland today.
Switzerland, whatever. All right. Anybody else? All right. Announcements. Relay for Life is this Friday at Brule High School, 17th. Landmark and Heritage Meeting will be on April 20th at 6:30.
Yeah. The asthma walks on May 2nd, too.
May 2nd, that's right.
I don't know if that's going to be in that next meeting.
It's good to announce it now, anyway.
Yeah. The numbers you sent out on the log for our capital outlay project, we're still under 25%, so that's good. We're at 22.
Yeah.
And I know the state's about 20% down on what they're going to have to pay. I assume that's their retainage they're holding, right?
I assume that, yeah. I'm thinking that's what it is. Yeah. But we're gonna be doing a lot of work on the budget between now and the next meeting. So I'm sure we're gonna have all of that, you know, figured out. But we're just about finished paying for all the stuff that was in the original scope for Stewart.
Yeah.
Now we're gonna put some more money in the budget next year for thing, you know, we got a mulch, and we got some things in it on our ticket, but, you know, we get really...
The lighting's not in either yet, is it?
I think it was, yeah. But I'd rather not say right now. I'd rather just, you know, give us a chance to look at it. We're closed right now. We're LA close to the end of New York again. So, anyway. Do I hear a motion adjourned? Move, Mr. Andres, second, Mr. Neese, all in favor, say aye. Any comments from the audience? All opposed, no, that's it.